You're tuned in to 101.5 FM and we're back with AI Made Simple, where Shannon from ETC helps small business owners understand and use AI without the jargon. Last time, Shannon showed us how to use AI to create professional visuals using tools like Canva AI, Grok and ChatGPT, even if you're not a designer. Today, we're looking at a brand new development from Google, the Nano Banana image model, and what makes it different from anything that's come before. In today's episode, we'll look at what Nano Banana does, how it's different from previous models, and what this constant pace of change means for small business owners trying to keep up. Listen to this episode or previous podcasts in the series AI Made Simple by heading to 1015fm.com.au search podcasts. Over to you, Shannon.
Thanks for that, Deb, and welcome everyone back to the AI podcast. I've been very much enjoying this podcast, and I know that we're going to sort of take a slight differentiation with our plan that we originally had regarding this podcast. And this is just because, and I think it's great that it's happened, is that this space is changing fast. I said that in the first episode and continue to say it in the second, and now it's happened, right? Like, there's fast things that change, and it's important that I can and we can share that information with the listeners, but also sort of guide you through how you can keep up with the changes and are the changes actually going to impact your business and the broader community as a whole. Now, there has been, since we did the last episode, we talked about images and creation. We did some awesome stuff with the Canva AI and explaining how to use the prompts with Grok and ChatGPT to create images. But there has been a massive change, and we have to talk about it, and it's called Nano Banana. And you're probably thinking, what is Nano Banana? So I think this is sort of Google's way of marketing it, because again, like I stated in the very first episode of this series, is that when they design these things, they're designing AI and these AI tools not for me, right? Not for people with computer degrees and you know, engineering degrees. It's not made, that's not what they're designing for. They're looking for mass adoption. They're looking at designing these models for you, right? The person that's listening to this. Okay, that's who Google, Grok, ChatGPT, they're looking, how can we market it to make it easy? How can we get the most use cases possible, right? Now, that's obviously a massive undertaking, and they're trying to, it's very generalist, but realistically, small business owners particularly can take advantage of this because they're making it simple, they're making it easy. And as we've discussed throughout this series, is you can use it for your business right now. And it can save you thousands, potentially hundreds of thousands of dollars, because you can use these tools instead of paying somebody a lot of money to do your marketing and things like that, right? So in this episode, we're going to talk about Nano Banana. Now, Nano Banana is the latest from Gemini. So we mentioned a little bit about that. That's Google's AI, right? And then Google's AI is Gemini. So the latest one is, it's called Gemini 2.5 Flash. But Google, and all their greatness at the great Google company, they've given it a nickname called Nano Banana. So you'll start hearing that all around. It's quite a big deal in the AI space. So you start hearing that on TikTok and YouTube, and it may sort of come up here and there. People say Nano Banana. What they're referring to is just the latest update of Google's AI, right? And it is a big step forward, because one of the biggest things, and if you have been following this series and you have played around, well, I hope you have, with the Grok and with the ChatGPT image creation, and that is one of the biggest things that Nano Banana does, is that they've really looked at how people are going to use a lot of this image creation, and they've really started to change how the AI is going to respond to what people need. So what I mean by that is, like, let's for instance say, and if you did, again, if you've been following this series, which I hope you have been, let's say that you've typed into Grok, like we did last time, Sunshine Coast Cleaner, and it brought up an awesome image. It was absolutely amazing image that we did, and you can do that now and you'll see it, right? But let's say you want to do the same image as like a set of series of images. So for instance, let's say that you want to do Sunshine Coast Cleaners, but same brand, same colors, everything, but it has maybe different people in the background, or maybe it's got a beach in the background or the cities, and it's different every week. this nano banana is going to keep all that data, know exactly what you want, and you can continue doing it. Think of it very simply as like you've created an image, you know, you've got one from maybe a designer, or, you know, you've got your logo, and you go back to your logo designer and you say, oh, yep, that's great, but this week I want that logo to be green and orange, and do it in the same text and the same color format, but, you know, we want to do a bigger logo. I want to write this tagline here to put on my front of my shop, right? Same sort of text. So what Nano Banana is doing is it's remembering everything, and then it's understanding this concept and it's building upon it. So it just means that what you're getting is universal images. And that's probably some of the feedback that I've received. A lot of the feedback I've received from people is that, oh, Shannon, you know, these image creation tools are absolutely fantastic. But there is an issue when I go back and I'm trying to change it to do on a different pamphlet for a different sort of promo, it's a completely different image, right? And it just still has the words, but it's completely different. I want that consistency. And in business, branding, and that's a whole separate topic, but branding is really important that you keep that universal language, right? And Nano Banana with Google allows you to do that. It keeps the branding. I also want to just say just a personal note here of what I used it for recently. My parents recently bought a house and they're about to renovate, and I use Nano Banana because I really wanted to, you know, I really like to test these tools before I start talking about them and mentioning them. And so I thought this is perfect. So they're renovating their house. So what I did with Nano Banana is I uploaded the pictures of the house that they purchased. And then I asked my parents, I said, you know, what colors do you want? What, you know, what design, what style? And, you know, my mother said, I want flowers in the front and I want this and I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to have this inside. And I gave all that information to Nano Banana. And I'm not lying. Absolute beautiful, spot on image creation of what they wanted. It was everything. It was like they were feeding it to an architect and I was giving it back to them. And when I handed them that picture, they're absolutely blown away, because again, I can upload the image. I've explained it that we're doing renovations and then I've done it. And now if I go back into that same image and somebody wants to change the color, or my dad recently said, I'm going to build a shed onto it, I can just say, hey, same image, everything's the same, but just add a shed to it. And it knows, it remembers everything, where a lot of the other image creation tools, they would have to redo it all over again. So it is a big deal, and it's something you can use in your personal life, as well as, and especially for why we're doing it here, in your business, because posters, banners, editing existing photos as well. So instead of before, you may be aware of like Photoshop, for instance, now we can edit those photos. You can upload it into Gemini or Nano Banana, and you can say, you know, take out this background, add this, I want to be in Paris, and it will actually take that image and it will create it for you. So how do we do it? Is it difficult to do? First of all, no, it's not. What you're going to do is, and again, this is a podcast, so bear with me, but you're going to just simply go type into Google. I remember saying that we're always still use Google, and you'll want to type in Gemini. Right, that's G-E-M-I-N-I, that's Gemini AI, or you can do Google AI, and it's going to come up and it will give you sort of exactly the same as ChatGPT and Grok. It looks very similar, and it has this, once you sign in right now, it comes up, says, hello, Shannon, what would you want to do today? And then you'll see that there's a speech bubble here where you can type what you need, and if you just hit the tool section, there's a little banana, right, hence the name Nano Banana, and it says create an image. And simply all you need to do here is give it its prompt, or upload a file. So you can, you know, again, you can say, I'll just do Sunshine Coast Cleaners. I'm going to do a banner, 10% off. And then just hit enter. And now if I really want to get a better output, what I actually would do with Nano Banana is I will actually upload my logo, right? So I'll upload my logo, and that's just come back, and that's just amazing. I'll upload my logo, I'll upload my color scheme, and I'll just give it to it. And all you have to do for that is just hit the plus symbol, and you can just add the files, and then it will be absolutely perfect. And then you can say remove background, and then you could do new promotion, keep everything the same, and you can continue using that as your marketing. So, you know, Canva, which we discussed last time, has this similarly, where the fact is that it's still going to keep a lot of your branding, but that will still require you to not just use the prompts and not just ask the AI to do it, but, you know, move things around. And that's pretty good if you're really good, or not even really good, but you've had experience with Canva or editing tools before. It's definitely the way to go. But with Nano Banana, honestly, the new Gemini 2.5, it's like having a designer at your fingertips, and it's very, very good. And it's just got released about 3-4 weeks ago. It's sort of just absolutely blown the internet away, and it's game changing all designers out there. And I thought it was a very important topic that we discuss it, so you understand what it is and that you stay informed, and then also understand sort of what else is sort of changing out there. So again, the way this works is that these AI models, they are improving daily. And I mean that seriously, daily, right? And, you know, some of them are going very, very fast, as in Grok is making some amazing improvements. And the reason why they're doing that is they're all trying to compete with each other. They're building these huge factories that have, you know, bigger brains in them, so the AI can get bigger, better, and more efficient. I would say for yourselves and anybody listening at home is that what you want to do is just be looking at whether there's something that can help you run your business more efficiently, right? And so it's good to just take a look every now and then, every month, go through some of the AI tools. You can simply Google this. You can even ask AI, what are the latest improvements in the last month that have happened in AI, right? You can kind of just understand, okay, Gemini's done this. Grok's about to release their new video version. So there's a few things that are happening all the time. And again, what we're looking for as business owners is what can help my business, right? If now I don't have to use Canva and I can just use Nano Banana to do a lot of my stuff, that's great. And I don't have to do that. This is going to be quicker. It's going to be faster. It's going to be more efficient. The other thing is, which I just want to mention just briefly as well, is an amazing tool, which is nvidia.io. This is a AI video maker. And I've been absolutely blown away by this. This has been used across the world. It's been one of the number one AIs out there. And again, I'm gonna just read that out again. It's nvidio, V-I-D-E-O, .io, right? You can also Google nvidio, two words, and it will come up. It's an AI maker. And basically, you know, again, as we've gone through this podcast, and we've been teaching just how to use the AIs, once you know how to use one of them, guess what? You can use nearly all of them, right? And it's the same thing. You simply go to that website, you hit create now. This will help you make an amazing video. You just sign up, you enter the prompt, and basically what will happen there is, once you enter the prompt, it will actually create a video for you to use. So you can type in, for instance, Sunshine Coast Cleaners, put that in, and video explaining why we are the best. And then I'm going to just hit enter. And honestly, within minutes, and I do mean that, within minutes, I have a video that I can use, right? You can go back and you can edit and you can add things to it, but it's something that I've been using quite frequently lately, especially for my company, and I find it absolutely, absolutely amazing. So again, nvidio.io, and remember Gemini and Nano Banana. It's really, really handy that to use a couple of these tools, especially with the changing landscape. And I don't want anybody to be scared of this or to be frightened by the changes. The changes are a good thing, right? It means that we're getting more efficiently. And as long as we grow with the changes, it's not going to be a big call. Like if you've listened to me last month and you went and played around with Grok, guess what? Now you're going to switch over. You're going to at least try Banana Nano, and you're going to go in and you're going to try it, and you're going to make up the decision for yourself and say, hey, you know what, because you've already learned what we discussed last time on Grok, this is actually better, it's more efficient, I'm going to switch over to this, right? And that's what it's all about. It's just what tool is going to make it easier for you. It's not about being loyalty to anyone. We don't care if it's ChatGPT, if it's Grok, if it's Gemini. It's business. What's going to be efficient? What's going to help me? What's going to make it faster, quicker? How can I do my flyers, my social media posts and everything like that? And in this case at the moment, it's definitely worth to give it a try and to be constantly thinking, you know, what is changing in the AI? Don't be so loyalist on anything, because this is changing everything. And it's really exciting to see some of the changes. And more importantly, what I've been seeing with businesses across the board in our local region using AI to the next level, whether it comes from their website posts to their AI generation, to doing their posts on their Facebook, to writing customer emails, absolutely amazing. I've heard some really good feedback. So I just think just keep trying, just keep looking at it. And again, like I always say, this is made for you. It's not made for me. So play around with it, and I think you'll be absolutely surprised. So we'll be coming back, and we'll be talking more on the next episode about video creation. I'll also be talking about where the AI is heading and some of the advanced stuff we can do in regards to creating apps and things like this. But I really just wanted to talk to everyone about this latest and awesome invention of Banana Nano or Gemini 2.5. So thanks for listening, everybody. Remember, I'm Shannon from ETC. We help small businesses and entrepreneurs grow their businesses and give them handy tips in the Self-Employment Assistance Program. And I'll be speaking to you next time on the AI podcast with ETC and 101.5. Thank you.
Thanks, Shannon. You're on 1015fm.com.au podcast, listening to Shannon Hart from ETC with the Nano Banana episode from AI Made Simple.